As a former paratrooper, I want to cover my different form of nightmare fuel, and I call this the career-ending airborne injury. And I feared this every single time I stepped out of an aircraft, which is over 100 times, I quit counting, because it just seemed pointless after 100.
It's pretty gnarly.
Yeah,
it so is. I will turn it over to you while this plays, and right.
And I will narrate.
Oh, it's good times, yeah. If you're into that sort of masochistic shit, that is.
All right, so what we have here.
That's pretty loud here. I'll turn it down.
So you're standing in the door. That's a C-130. Okay. This is always the worst part here. I hate standing in the doors. All right, gentlemen. Let's see what's going on. And he's getting his last-minute directions here. And they're getting ready. They're probably down to 30 seconds. 30 seconds, which means anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes or less. It's not an exact science. Okay, stand in the door. I always hated this. They're grabbing his static line. And now you get a front row center view to your death. Now this is stateside, of course. Nobody shooting at you. I've done that for one time for real, and I can tell you this right now. It sucked bad. Okay. I'm just wondering where this is. There we go. Ah! He's got a single point release for his rucksack. All right, so when you come out of the bird. All right, now, this is picture perfect. There's nobody really near you. You're looking. Winds don't appear to be crazy. Okay, there's a little bit of chatter here. All right, now obviously this is, they went out the door somewhere between 12 and 1,600 feet. Now, typically if they're going to do like a simulated combat drop, it's usually 800 feet. So this one's a little higher. It's full combat equipment training. All right, now he's watching his descent. He's doing everything right.
Better do something.
Doing a slip. Okay, he's coming up on where he's going to lower his rucksack here. He's doing his last check to make sure nobody's by him. Now, technically, he's doing everything right here. He's doing everything right. Now, he's lowering his rucksack because he's right around 200 feet.
By the book.
By the book. Now, look, it is. This is my fear here. Now, watch. And. Broken leg. Ugh. Yeah, you could do it.
You think one or both?
Probably one.
Oh, God, I broke my leg, dude.
Oh, just one, okay.
Don't yeah. Hurt me too much, it hurts so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, look at his buddy here. Oh, yeah, you're okay. Okay.
Ah, I got tippet.
Drink water.
Oh,
take some Motrin.
The right one.
Walk it off.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, we got some people who, this is their nightmare fuel as well. We got SlickSouth57 on Twitch says, this is how I broke my back. Good times.
Now, another one similar to this is when I was in the second bat, we had a dude do a tree landing and literally had a piece of wood come through his leg.
Oh.
It just missed his artery.
Oh.
They had to saw the fucking shit off, put him on his belly on a stretcher, and take him right to the hospital.
Ugh.
Fuck that shit, I'm out.
Oh, they got a whole freaking mixtape over here. Not for the faint-hearted. Most nope. Insane paratrooper accidents caught on tape 2020.
Yeah, it's just some crazy-ass shit, man. Airborne drops have ended a lot of careers, and you could do everything right and still get hurt.
Watch Grunt Speak live Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll do the same thing we do every night. Try to take over the world. Nah.